Community Hall, August 4th, 2014, Village Reiners.
I would like to call the committee of the whole meeting for the Village of Round Lake, August 4, 2014, to order at 7:35. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Yes.
Trustee Crowley. Trustee Crowley. Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Present.
May I get a motion to approve item 2.1, minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of July 21, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Turpin, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Public thought? Committee of the Whole, down to Public Works to approve the auction of truck number 43.
Thank you, Mayor. This is members of the board. We had a discussion on this truck previously, and the board did concur to not invest money in it, rather ship some money around the record and do the truck. Desire to submit it. One is surplus and two put it in the county auction. Something run by the smoke off auction.
Can you recommend that we move this forward?
Do we have a minimum on it? Somebody give us a dollar, we're fine.
On the county auction, open on does not. I could be the high bidder if we get nowhere. I did that previously on a little plastic spring trailer.
Right.
I would be pleased if we got $400 for it.
Okay. Very good. We'll move this forward. Special events on campus.
Okay, well, we're up rolling. We continue to roll. Each week there's something new. I will say that we are going to need volunteers this year. Many more activities that are going to need volunteers. We will do our best to have the schedule in this building by next Monday, the 11th. So at that time, review it. If you speak yet, sign up. Anybody that you know and is willing to and can help, we would appreciate it.
By having more volunteers, it allows us to not have to, you know, pop a lot of these events for free to the community. First, and I should be able to come from watch your collective, so it's going to cost a bunch of people.
Just to remind us, it's a village event, and all trustees should be on deck and help out.
Okay. We're meeting every Monday night.
Yes. I will communicate with Martha once we can figure out a time to have her send out a map.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Very good. Thank you. Building and zoning, anything? Police department? Anything? Anything new on here? Under administration, medical cannabis. You or me? Medicinal cannabis?
Okay. Just some of the timelines I'm going to throw out there. The law actually took effect on January 1st, 2014. Most of the regulations, decisions conducted by the state. In January of 2014, I believe staff presented a Lake County ordinance, draft ordinance, for those four comments. The IML also had an article on it in May. Next Tuesday at the Planning and Zoning Committee, they will be discussing zoning issues. Am I saying that right? Village Attorney?
Yes, you are.
Regarding medical cannabis. I would prefer to keep the comments brief tonight, just because of the Planning and Zoning meeting next Tuesday that anybody can have attend. Take it from there and we have a few comments. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Steve's gone on not having
any comments from the board tonight. The ZBA meeting actually comes from me. The ZBA is a board unto itself that will recommend something to this board. And so we do not want to have a look of influencing those board members prior to their meeting and discussing this. But I am here to answer any questions you have on the state law, on the Lake County law that was implemented that we will be at least introducing a mirroring ordinance to the zoning board here in Round Lake for their consideration. That will be considered at the August 12th meeting if, and I assume there will be, a recommendation coming from that board from August 12th. We will then bring it immediately to the regular village board meeting for consideration by this board on with either accepting their recommendation, amending it, or rejecting it altogether. So that's the timeline of events. The big, kind of the big trigger that is bringing this up now in the third week of July, the state department that had the responsibility of passing all the state regulations for this finally approved their final rules. So under the administrative code, the Department of Agriculture, Department of Financial Regulation, Department of Revenue, and the Department of, there's one more, Special Regulation, they all passed their final rules. So we now know what those are and can proceed accordingly. Those rules restrict a lot of what municipalities can do. You already know that the state law restricts municipalities from regulating in such a way that is inconsistent with state law in terms of zoning regulations. And furthermore, under state administrative code now, you, as a municipality, either home rule or non-home rule, cannot regulate the product that is going to be sold from the dispensaries or cultivation centers. So there is a main focus on especially medical cannabis-infused products. So that if there is something other than strictly medicinal marijuana for smoking purposes, apparently there may be some food-based products that are made as well. Municipalities cannot regulate those. There are a number of regulations under the state administrative code that was just adopted that apply to the security of a dispensary and the minimum conditions they are going to have. I believe it's later this month the state is going to finally issue their application. And dispensaries will then be able to apply to the state. As part of that application process, they have to get a certificate from the municipal zoning board saying that the plot that they're considering is approved or could be approved for a medical marijuana facility, either dispensary or cultivation center. And then the state, based on the fact that they're going to release the applications later this month, they believe that the first dispensaries will be opening and will be selling to patients in spring of 2015. So, again, we're still far enough out from this actually occurring in a municipality near you, but the final regulations are out such that applications will be coming and people are, have been, I believe, approaching the village asking what the village's regulations are. So.
And then the license comes from the individual first, and then the a lot of issues here, and I don't think we can discuss all of them. I think a recommendation to have you draft the ordinance what you want.
That would be up to the board. I believe that the plan from staff level was simply to come from the zoning board directly to the board so that it could be implemented in case somebody needed that approval from Round Lake to try to cite a dispensary. And the thought is that the state will be putting out that application at the end of this month, so the quicker Round Lake to get their zoning ordinance on the books, the higher likelihood that a dispensary would be able to obtain permission from Round Lake to include that in their application.
I'd like to recommend that after the zoning board hearing and get the facts and figures, that we have a special meeting so we can discuss this board to give our thoughts there. Because I've got information from the county, and we get our packets supposedly on Wednesday or Thursday, but we place it on Friday. So you read the packet and research it by Monday, it's too short a time. So I would recommend we have another meeting then where we discuss it further.
Thank you.
we can call a special meeting if you'd like on that. It'll be, you know, I think what a wise thing to do is to see what the drawing board's recommendations are. You have information that we've given out here tonight. I know you've gotten information from the county, all of that. Those things are available, that there's plenty of time to review, and I would recommend that we go ahead and put it on our regular agenda and see if we can have discussion here and come to an agreement. If not, if we feel that there's a burden there, we'll move it off and call a special meeting.
And one thing I can do to try to help yourself get better acquainted with this further in advance is that I'm finalizing a memorandum and the proposed zoning ordinance for Round Ledge based on the county procedures that will be part of the zoning board packet. And if that zoning board packet wants to then be distributed to the rest of this board, you will have a lot of information at your disposal ahead of even the zoning board meeting that you can consider and decide what type of questions you have and what type of direction you may want to go in anticipation of what the zoning board does. So that's something that you can...
And don't forget, this isn't a matter of whether we want a dispensary here or not. The state's telling us if they choose us, we have to have it. The only thing that we can do is decide where it goes and set regulations.
The state's going to license everything. They're going to license the dispensaries, license who gets to grow it, license all the new ones. I passed out that back of that, I think it was in February. That's the county board. For January, okay. So that's, we had passed it at the county board, not county level.
We have a current draft of
What is in front of you is a map, the zoning map of Brown Lake, and what it shows are what the state zoning requirements are. And the state restricts a cultivation center, first of all, from being within 2,500 feet of, you know, residential, child care facilities, schools, and that buffer eliminates Brown Lake from consideration for a cultivation center. So what we're left with are dispensaries. And you will see in the bottom left-hand corner of your map that's in front of you is that dispensing organizations may not be located within 1,000 feet of properties that are schools or daycare facilities, and it may not be located within either a residentially zoned district or an actual piece of property that is being used as a residence. So what Baxter Woman has done is they've taken information from the village, from the state, from the county, and they have developed this map which shows those restrictions overlaying the map. So, pursuant to this map, only the white areas would be available for a dispensary. The yellow are all of your residential areas, and then the pink to purple and the light blue to dark blue kind of circles that bubble out are the buffer zones, which indicate what 1,000 feet from your schools and your daycare facilities are. So it eliminates quite a bit of property that are in the village. Yeah, these are the minimum. The map you have in front of you is the minimum amount of regulations. These are the state regulations without any additional regulations that the village would consider.
So these are zero.
These are your baseline. You cannot be any less stringent than what this map shows.
Is it a zero mark or a map on a mark?
No, this is at the zero mark. There is another map which I can hand out, which shows the 500-foot additional buffer from residential that Lake County has, and that completely eliminates every piece of property within the village.
Wow.
Anyway, it is here for your consideration if you want to look at it, but that additional 500-foot buffer from residential, which Lake County has adopted for the unincorporated land, would completely eliminate.
The county also has a task force of police department and other municipalities to come up with their recommendations. So I would like to make sure that the whole board gets their recommendations of the task force and their recommendations.
You got that already. The final county ordinance was done in March.
And you may...
And we have that.
Yes,
we do have that. Yeah, we have.
Well, I think the January was the draft and March was the final.
Yeah, and then the ordinance that you will see, which pretty much all of the ordinance does, is that it creates an additional 500-foot buffer from residential, which at the time is not going to be part of the Round Lake proposed ordinance, since that does eliminate all property within Round Lake. What your Round Lake proposed ordinance will mirror are all the additional security regulations that Lake County has imposed as part of its zoning procedure. So you will see that, not necessarily a memo form of recommendation from Lake County. I don't know who has access to that or if the village does.
No,
but you will see the ordinance reflecting what those recommendations were.
Well, I'll try. There's a checklist summary of what was approved.
Just to be clear, would you like to see the zoning board's responses prior to our board having
signed it? Absolutely. I mean, I will work to have the findings and the facts and findings finished and ready to be released to you the day after the zoning board hearing. So I will do everything I can to get that as quickly as possible. And those, I believe, could be sent ahead of the regular board packet just so you have time to prepare.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
Feel free to call Steve or myself with any information that we can provide or any information that you gather, also feel free to share it with all of us. Thank you. Suggested new topics, may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Shipman, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. 7:51. Thank you, everybody.
You have a second.